It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. It's weekly. She is here. Not here. She is there. She is, I believe, in Switzerland. We are going to find out momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Very well. Thank you. Yes, from Switzerland, waiting for some snow, eventually, but not yet. For now, having an important topic, a European topic about France and a report that has been done on the children abused by clergy in the French Catholic Church since 1950, around. Why is this report important? I mean, we did already hear about so many scandals in the Catholic Church. This probably doesn't come as a big surprise, but what's different about this this report is that it was independently researched, and it was commissioned in 2018 by the French Catholic Church. So a real need for clarity. And for the truth, that being done by independent people, considering that there is some kind of mistrust in any kind of research that is in-house. This is a very long, thorough research. 2018 to now, it's about 2 years and a half. It was about finding and speaking with witnesses, with victims, and going through all sorts of paperwork, many reports from the church, from the police, from anybody who at the time already knew what was going on. The results of this inquiry is very impressive, and that is not in in a good sense. It comes to the conclusion that at least 216,000 children, mostly boys, have been abused. And they believe also that there were around 3,000 perpetrators, also in this case, actually plainly called pedophiles. These numbers are absolutely appalling, I think, for anybody who is in the church right now and is actually a responsible person. It's a shock. It's difficult to apologize for something that of this extent. And as the founder of a victim association put it, there has been a betrayal of trust, a betrayal of morale, a betrayal of children. In other words, it's about close to being unforgivable. And this number is actually, the scary part is that it's not even representative of all abuse. And we are only talking about France, from the 50s, but we are of course aware that has been a problem, a systematic problem in the church worldwide, and that's why this number is actually absolutely under the real number. In fact, we are talking about the church, but there were also For example, Catholic churches where the teachers eventually were also involved in this kind of crimes, and they are not necessarily part of this report. This inquiry is historically a milestone because while it doesn't erase anything of what happened to the victims, it gives them the recognition that they actually were victims. Because let's not forget that for so many years, there was always the fact that they were the victims were not necessarily believed. And if they were believed, there was also somehow, somewhere, a feeling of guilt, of maybe believing that they were also a little bit guilty of what happened to them. And this is probably what is the most unforgivable, was for so many years to make the victims feel guilty of being the one responsible of what happened to them. And why all of this happens this way, it's of course, one has to say it very clearly, it's because there was a cover up. It was covered up by the church, it was covered up by the politicians, it was generally covered up. And that is a realization for many Catholic people that while they thought that their priests were, and let's not put everybody in the same category, of course, those were not all priests, but they were many, many priests. And they were supposed to be there in times of difficulties. They were supposed to be good, they were supposed to be caring, they were supposed also to dedicate their life to God. And this is also maybe what makes them even more guilty than a regular pedophile, is that while there is no understanding for either category, there is this feeling that priests promised with their heart, with their with the path that they chose, they promised to follow a good path. They promised to help people and to be there for everybody in good times like in bad times. But they were not supposed to aggress the children of the Catholic community. One would also think that basically, if there would not have been a few scandals in at the beginning of 2000 about, that the church would not even have felt the need to clarify any of that. It's only because of the public pressure that the church had to become active, and that doesn't speak really for wanting the truth or for wanting to truly and genuinely apologize to the amount of victims of the church. Because let's not forget, children that were between 10 and 13 and who were abused, these children are not going to go through life without difficulties. This is emotionally a weight on their shoulders. And it is surely also the reason why so many of them, I think up to 60%, say that they were in their life emotionally and in their sexual life, obviously, having also all sorts of difficulties. And The only good thing maybe about those reports is to know that this year Pope Francis changed the Roman Catholic Church laws to really clearly criminalize sexual abuse. But the question remains, why did that take so long?
Thank you very much, Marella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.